This is Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Kevin Dukeshire, political reporter for the Minneapolis Star Tribune. It's been more than 2 months since Election Day, but now it appears that the Minnesota state officials are ready to declare that Democrat Al Franken has in fact won the closest Senate race in the country against Republican Norm Coleman. Coleman's term officially expired over the weekend, but this fight might not be over because, as you might expect, the legal challenges are still open to Senator Coleman. And Kevin, it's always good to have you with us. Happy New Year to you.
Same to you, Greg.
What exactly has happened over the past couple of weeks? Why do Minnesota state officials believe they're at the point where they can declare Al Franken the winner here?
Well, it's because they've counted all the votes that they believe are valid and should be counted. Just this past weekend, what we saw was the counting of 900-some absentee ballots that had been rejected improperly. And they were turned in by election officials around the state. Both campaigns and the Secretary of State's office agreed that these ballots should be counted. They were counted Saturday. There were about 900 of them. And they gave Franken a 176 net gain. And that's what really led to the margin we see now of 225 votes for Franken.
Now, today, Norm Coleman got some bad news from the Minnesota State Supreme Court about some additional absentee ballots that he wanted counted that now won't be. What are the details of that?
Yeah, that's exactly true. The Coleman campaign had asked the court to scrap the process that was used last weekend and to start over again, in essence, to count not only those ballots that were counted Saturday, but to add to that list some 650 absentee ballots that the Coleman campaign said also should have been counted because they were improperly rejected. The Franken campaign, it should be noted, had some ballots in that category as well, although not nearly as many as the Coleman people had said. But in an order this morning, the Supreme Court ruled, rejected the Coleman petition on that score and said that if there are, in fact, any ballots that are still disputed, those should be taken up in the course of the election contest, which all of us expect to happen as soon as the certification is completed.
And what takes place during the contesting phase, which we assume Norm Coleman will do?
Yeah, we assume it'll happen. We assume that if the board does certify Franken the winner in the recount today, that that contest would be filed as soon as tomorrow. What that would happen is that the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court in Minnesota would appoint a three-judge panel out of Ramsey County, and these judges would go back through the various specifics of the recount and rule on such matters. Now, the Coleman people have these ballots that would like to be used. They insist that there were double votes counted in Minneapolis, up to 150 of those, which they obviously believe would benefit Senator Coleman. And there are some other matters as well that the Coleman people would like to see ruled upon. These judges would take all those things, take a look at them, and decide whether or not to allow them. So, you know, anything's possible, I suppose, at this point.
We're talking with Kevin Dukeshire of the Minneapolis Star Tribune. And, Kevin, you mentioned one of the other complaints from the Coleman legal team and political team, and that's that there was some double counting of votes. They believe in Franken's favor. Obviously, I'm guessing the Franken folks, as well as the state officials who are in charge of the recount, don't agree with that. What are the facts on that?
Well, what happened was the Coleman people alleged that there were some original, in these elections, sometimes you get an original ballot that can't be read by the electronic voting machine. So the election judge is then supposed to fill out a duplicate ballot and feed that through the machine instead. And then both those ballots are supposed to be attached together so that you don't lose track of them. Well, as a matter of fact, there were some original ballots. This is what the Coleman people say, some original ballots and some duplicate ballots that weren't marked that way and that weren't attached. And therefore, they're saying that all these ballots, in fact, went into the mix. And seeing as how these ballots were cast in Minneapolis, which Franken won by a sizable margin, the Coleman people are speculating or believe that, this would benefit Mr. Franken and that there were, in fact, double votes counted. The Franken people say that there's no evidence of double voting. They very seriously doubt, they say, that it happened perhaps, maybe once or twice, but certainly not to the extent that the Coleman people have insisted. And so there's been that dispute. And as I said, that would be a matter that would then be taken up in the course of an election contest following the certification.
Now, of course, tomorrow, Tuesday, here in Washington, the new Senate convenes. If Franken is certified today by state officials, can he take the oath, or does he need to wait until the contesting is over?
Well, he would not be certified officially as the newest senator from Minnesota. All this certification today would be to certify the results of the recount, which right now, as I said, show him ahead by 225 votes. But he's not officially elected until the governor and the secretary of state in Minnesota issue a certificate of election, and that can't happen for 7 days. They leave that period open to see if anybody is going to contest this race, and if there is a contest, that would, you know, indefinitely postpone the issuance of a certificate of election. And as I said, since we expect Senator Coleman to contest this election, Franken's official election would not be certified, at least until that legal challenge was dispensed with. So, you know, I don't know what's going to happen in Washington. Of course, there's been some talk that some senators, Senator Schumer and so forth, have said that they would like to see Franken seated. Sounds like the Republicans in the Senate have other ideas on that score. So, but at least as far as Minnesota is concerned, Mr. Franken would not officially be a senator until his election is certified.
Kevin, it's been a fascinating and probably a very long 2 months for you and many folks in Minnesota. Thanks so much for the latest information.
It's always good to be with you, Greg.
Thanks, Kevin. Kevin Dukeshire is a political reporter for the Minneapolis Star Tribune. This is Dateline Washington.